More music at spacegospel.com. Levels.
With the bright sun in the morning, what a beautiful day. Neither the rains nor the traffic would come in a way that put a smile on Susie's face as she got on a bus. Who would have known that's the same day that she would pass? Only 18 years still enjoying her life. Now she had to tell God what she did with her life. One of the four who didn't make it in that accident. She wasn't ready to die, so it was evident that there might be a chance of going to hell. She got scared when her soul moved out of her body. Then she fell into a deep bottomless pit where she could hear people scream, "Help me please, if you take me back to earth I won't be living in sin." She could tell from the voices that this place was painful. Susie failed to breathe cause the smell was awful. And then she also started screaming when she saw the fire. She remembered all the times she was taught about Jesus, how he died on the cross and is the Messiah. But she kept on saying, "One day I'll repent." But the day never came. She decided her faith, she screamed, "I don't wanna go to hell,
I don't wanna go,
I don't wanna go to hell."
Na na fuire tashiri kuno, I don't wanna go,
I don't wanna go to hell,
I don't wanna go,
I don't wanna go to hell.
Na na fuire ngashiri kuno.
His grandfather used to tell him it was bad manners to go to places where he was never invited. But there he was about to go to hell. There used to be a time he was a prayer warrior. Between him and God there was never a barrier. But the pressure of life made him fall into sin. He didn't listen to his pastor or the spirit within. He turned his back on the Lord, he became so weak. And every girl that he saw, he imagined her naked. Though he prayed Hail Mary, full of grace, there was still sin written all over his face. And now it was his turn to check for his name. If it was written down in the book of life, he became so afraid he began to panic. He really wished he tried a little bit harder to live a holy life and to please the Father.
I don't wanna go.
He cried, "I don't wanna go to hell,
I don't wanna go,
I don't wanna go to hell."
Gana lumfuile tashiri kuno, I don't wanna go,
I don't wanna go to hell,
I don't wanna go,
I don't wanna go to hell.
Gana lumfuile ngashiri kuno.
She looked nice from afar, but she was far from nice, cause she didn't live for God and she didn't have Christ. And for the same reason she was going to hell. She started crying when she saw the gates of hell. Then she looked up to heaven and saw this child who looked a little bit just like her. And then she asked for some water. She was getting thirsty, but the water never came. It was getting nasty. And then she realized that the child up there must be that child that she once aborted. The pain and the guilt was just getting started. She wished she would go back to earth to warn every friend about this place of torment, to turn to the Lord and have a joyful moment. She would warn every person attending the funeral that the place called hell is so, so real. If they don't turn to God, that's where they'll chill. She would also tell them to invite the Lord Jesus Christ into their hearts so that they wouldn't sing the songs.
Ooh, I don't wanna go.
I don't wanna go.
I don't wanna go.
I don't wanna go. I don't wanna go.
Gana lumfuile ngashiri kuno, I don't wanna go,
I don't wanna go,
I don't wanna go,
I don't wanna go.
Gana lumfuile ngashiri kuno,
I don't wanna go.
More music at spacegospel.com.
On it.